A drug bust by area authorities that netted 11 arrests last week has resulted in felony charges being filed against 9 persons so far, according to a news release after more than a year-long investigation conducted by the Mustang Drug Task Force. The persons arrested have been indicted on charges related to the illegal sale of drugs. According to online court documents, 44-year-old Gianna Haslett of Fayette, 50-year-old Edward J. Cunningham of Boonville, 56-year-old Melody Owings of Boonville, 23-year-old Joseph Gann of Columbia, 61-year-old Kenneth Lewis of Boonville, 43-year-old Macy Cox of Boonville, also 24-year-old Ryan Owings of Boonville, 25-year-old Cassandra Gatewood of Franklin, and 24-year-old Christina Shelton Jarrett of Boonville all have been arrested. Bond for each of the charged suspects ranges from $50,000 to $100,000 cash or surety. An arraignment hearing for Cunningham is scheduled for 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Counsel status hearings are scheduled for 9 a.m. on Monday, March 13th for Haslett, Gann, Lewis, Cox, and Shelton Jarrett, with all hearings to be held in Cooper County Circuit Court in Boonville. The Boonville Police Department and the Mustang Drug Task Force, assisted by troopers with the Missouri State Highway Patrol, deputies with the Cooper County Sheriff's Office, and officers with the Fayette Police Department, executed the search warrant that resulted in the arrests. You can see the full story with all of the detailed charges on our local news page at KMMO.com. A Saline County resident has been charged with a felony for alleged stealing incidents last year in Howard County. According to a probable cause statement filed with the Howard County Circuit Court on September 6th of last year, officers with the New Franklin Police Department were dispatched to Exchange Bank in regards to a suspect that was allegedly depositing fake envelopes into the ATM outside and withdrawing money that wasn't actually deposited. This reportedly occurred on several occasions from September 3rd through 6th, and the suspect was identified as 31-year-old Gregory Caton of Nelson. According to online court documents, Caton has been charged with a Class C felony for receiving stolen property. No bond has been set. A show cause hearing is scheduled for 9 a.m. Tuesday, May 23rd in Howard County Circuit Court in Fayette. The demolition of a building near the Marshall Square was completed sooner than expected on Saturday. Marshall Municipal Services Director Bill Anderson says the roadways that were closed were opened at about 11 o'clock yesterday morning. The structure taken down was the lone building facing North Salt Pond Avenue between West Marion and West North Streets. And as I said, the streets were reopened about 11 o'clock yesterday morning. So far, since its City Administrator David Hoagland has been hired and started work in early October 2016, the city has torn down 4 old houses, 1 dangerous building that was in the 200 block of West Arrow, and the building that was torn down yesterday. 3 Henry County residents, including 2 youths, were injured in a 2-vehicle traffic crash in Saline County on Saturday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as 55-year-old Victoria Gaylord of Kabul reportedly applied the brakes on her southbound vehicle and was rear-ended by a southbound vehicle driven by 38-year-old Kenneth Clater of Clinton. Though neither driver reportedly was injured, 3 occupants in the Clater vehicle suffered injuries. 13-year-old female suffered moderate injuries, while 38-year-old Jenny Payne and an 11-year-old boy each suffered minor injuries. The injured persons, all of Clinton, were transported by EMS to Fitzgibbon Hospital in Marshall for treatment. The crash happened just after 2:45 p.m. on U.S. Highway 65 at Grouse Road. KMMO News Time is 12:35.